Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Matthew Bostock, ang manunulat ng Short Blanket. Sa Tagalog, maikling kumot. Pag maikli ang kumot, matuto kang mamaluktot. Good day, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Matt Bostock, matuto kang mamuluktot kapag maikli ang kumot. Is this something that you learned from your mom?
Yes, I remember hearing it, and when I was looking for the title of this play, I remember seeing it and thinking, oh, that's a little familiar. And I asked her about it. She's like, yep, that's right. I was like, oh, good. Yeah.
So your story is all about short blanket. In English, when the blanket is short, learn how to bend.
Yes.
It's very Filipino, isn't it?
It is very Filipino. because it is directly speaking about Filipino-ness and how that's portrayed. And it's really me tapping into what being Filipino and that label actually means and functions when we're making stories and how we present that.
Here in Australia, the Filipino identity and the Filipino voice in many aspects is slowly emerging and becoming, we can say, being heard. In your experience, is that the same?
Yes, I think on paper, we are definitely starting to see a lot more great Filipino voices coming out, and we're actually starting to be seen for who we are and as a culture and as a people, not stripped of it. But I also, this play is really just looking at where we go from this current kind of state that we're in. I feel this play was born from looking at not just Filipino content, but general content around people of color, the marginalized folks, and looking at how these narratives are presented and feeling that little bit of dissonance of going, okay, so we're here, we're now kind of appearing in things, but the stories aren't really necessarily fully interrogating our experiences as people in this country, in this space, at least in the mainstream sense. And so this play is just trying to look at how our stories really function in that market.
And how do you share your story in a market that's so specific to its taste, to what it wants to hear and what it wants to
say? Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, and that's what the play is all about. It's looking at how the truth of if someone is truly trying to share their experience, and looking at through this process of trying to make it ready or more palatable, what do we actually lose? What changes? And do you find that like certain elements will have to change to kind of suit what makes an audience comfortable or on the basis of what would actually sell to people instead of us actually going, hey, this is how I feel. This is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. And that functioning and being valued as a thing because of the space we find ourselves in and the market that we inherently have to go to, which is a more westernized, which has a more westernized kind of view of what, of how our stories function.
You being a Filipino, Chinese, Australian mix of three worlds, how are you able to convey your story? Because truth be told, we all have different stories. Yeah. We all have different experiences. Yes. So how are you able to authentically convey your story to this play?
Absolutely. And for me, I completely understanding that my experience, as is everyone's to an extent, is their own. For me, how I do it is I'm more tapping into the more universal aspect of through my Filipino connection and culture to through my mom, through my upbringing as a kid in my childhood, and more just looking at that and those feelings as a Filipino person, as a person, a part of that diaspora, and then also looking at what we still end up getting, and it's about that space in between. But then I've had some great support and making sure that we have other Filipino folk involved in this process of making this play. So we've got, and making sure that Filipino-ness is still at the front and center of what we're doing, and understanding that it's not a monolith, and we are still getting a variety of viewpoints into it, to just make sure that we're shaping this thing so that it is speaking to this overall truth, that it's the versions of Filipino-ness we're getting, it's more just looking at how that has been, how that functions in this new Western kind of storytelling space. And so the dramaturg that I'm working with, she's a great Filipino dramaturg, and yeah, we've got a couple of Filipino actors in there, and throughout the development process, we've had other Filipino voices coming in, sharing their thoughts and opinions, and just taking that in, to just making sure that it is still accurately representing us.
How important is it that the voice, or the authentic voice of the artist, is heard and not lost in translation in trying to make it more palatable to the mainstream?
I think it's incredibly important. I view theater making, art making, storytelling as a form of truth telling. We tell stories to speak to people, to connect to people, to tell them what's going on, what's happening. It's a key backbone of at least how I experience the world and how we do things. It allows us to open people up through emotion and characters to all new different worlds and experiences. So I think that to keep it as authentic or true as possible to what the person's trying to say, especially when it comes to telling different viewpoints on our stories, Filipino stories, and not just trying to make it a watered down version of that, is important.
So you recently graduated from NIDA, which is a very prestigious art school. How much of the graduates are of Asian descent?
Oh, yeah. I remember not a lot, especially in my cohort. I remember one of the other people who I think was in one of the earlier kind of versions of the program, I think like 2015, 2016, he came up to us. And I was one of four people of color in the cohort out of 10. And we were apparently the most diverse year ever for that iteration. And he came up to us and he thanked us for being there, because he said he was the first one. And there was just only a handful of people of color who's gone through. So, and yeah, so I had to navigate. We all kind of had to navigate that institution as people of color, when it was historically hasn't necessarily, like in the past iterations, had a lot of us in there. And that experience just in general and navigating the industry as a person of color has been very, very important. It's opened my eyes a lot, and my general kind of experiences helped write this play. Because it has come from not only my thoughts and feelings, but discussions with other artists, other people of color, Filipino and not, sharing the same kind of feelings of frustration or of just of displacement, going, we're being told that they want us, but it's so clear they just want a very specific form of us.
But you so being there... And showing who you are is a significant step, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Resisting and being shaped to the way you were, that you are meant to be shaped, but shaping your own way.
Trying to, at least. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And that's part of the struggle of it. But when you're telling stories and what you're telling stories about, when it is about your community, your family, your culture, you know, and grounding it to that, it makes it that's why you can't stop. That's why you have to make a stand, you know, because I'm not saying I did that, but that's why I do it every day. And that's why other people, other artists, great Filipino artists are still going at it, because this is our life. And we want to show people that, hey, we're here as a community. Filipino folks, we're here. We have something to say, you know, and we have value. And we can speak to larger things, and that's what keeps me going, at least, to continue to try to push things, and for other artists to push things, so that the people who come through next don't have to, they don't have to deal with that, and they can continue just pushing it on, so that at the end of the day, we won't have to have these discussions. Like
Short Blanket, a new Asian Australian play, Maikling Kumot. Kapag maikli ang kumot, matutong mamaluktot by Matt Bostock. Thank you very much for your story, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.